bring the energy today. Put out your mindset. Bring the energy today. None of that damn, man. Bring the energy. Bring the work. Let's go, bro.
Let's go.
Three and on three. One, two, three.
Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at Raymond James Stadium as the Eagles and the winless Buccaneers go at it.
Going into the game against Tampa, we knew we were going to go up against a really talented Tampa defense, so we knew we really had to be on top of our game. And really, as a quarterback standpoint, I really needed to recognize the coverages and see what voices were coming and really know where to go with the ball and be sharp with it.
There are a lot of similarities in these two teams, I think, when you look at not just that they both need wins, but I think both really need to try and open up the passing game so that they can do what they really like to do is run the football.
Opening kickoff, we got the ball, first play, got a little screen action in the Shady, huge play, really got us going in the right direction.
Foles puts Jackson in motion. He's back, he comes, he floats it out to McCoy. 15, 20, 25, 30.
Opening drive, we moved it right down the field, got the ball down to the 4 or 5 yard line, and we called a little quarterback draw, which I was excited about.
Foles with McCoy to his right. Foles is going to run, and he's in for the touchdown! Nick Foles!
This drive, every play called by Chip Kelly, was the perfect play for the situation.
We started the game out strong, scoring that first touchdown, and then we didn't do so well the next couple drives.
Eagles are coming back again. Goes down, and he fires to Jackson. He's in for the touchdown!
They ended up scoring 10 points, so it was 10-7. Then we got the ball back and went down the field and started getting back into rhythm.
And a second and seven at the 12. Pulls back again. He looks. Fires for the end zone. Touchdown! He had DeSean Jackson open, and he drilled it.
It got to the point where we got in the red zone, and we were able to get DeSean in the back of the end zone. He made a great play. We went back up 14-10.
Lennon under center. Does he give to Martin again? No. Instead, he throws for Jackson, who makes the catch, and he has a touchdown on the far side of the end zone.
Going into the half, we were down three. With our team, you know, coaches, players, everybody remained confident. We knew we would stick together, and we keep playing, and we come out on top.
It is second down and four. Opening minute of action here in the second half. Clock 17, Eagles 14. Lennon straight back, looks right, fires.
Fletch really made a good play, making that pick, giving us the ball, and gave us a great opportunity to go down and score.
Foles in the shotgun. Second and three. Foles fakes. He's back. He is going deep down the far side for Riley Cooper.
In the fourth quarter, Tampa got the ball first and goal on the 9-yard line, and that was a really pivotal point in the game, because if they get a touchdown, they go up. So our defense really did a great job. I mean, it stopped them and held them to a field goal, which kept us up by a point, which put us in a great position.
Play action. Foles back again. He is going deep, and it is caught for a touchdown all the way in the end zone. It's DeSean Jackson.
Tim Vegas, the ball back. We're up 8. Really big part of the game because it's a one-possession game. Defense comes up, gets a huge stop.
It is 3rd and 9. If the Eagles could shut them down right here, he's sacked back across the 10 by Connor Baldwin. They got him.
The reason I love football is it's a team game. Their offense gets the ball back. Our defense comes up huge. Trent Cole's batting down balls. Guys are making plays, putting pressure on the quarterbacks, and really closing the game for us to get us the ball back so we can just run the clock out and kneel it.
That'll wrap things up for today. Next Sunday, the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Mike and I will be at the link to bring you all the action.
We know that this Sunday we're going up against a very talented Dallas team, so we really have to have a great week of preparation and really just pay attention to the details and know what they're going to try to do against us, because we know this Sunday is going to be a hard-fought game. But, you know, in our hearts, we know we can come out on top.
Up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless. Local college talent gets an up-close look by the Eagles coaches, and John Dornbos runs a pickup basketball game played by his own rules. For Eagles cornerback Brandon Boykin, keeping close to his roots is something that is important to him. His pride for playing at the University of Georgia is evident, as he takes us on a tour of his alma mater.
What's up, guys? Brandon Boykin here, back at the University of Georgia, my alma mater. Got a little bit of time off from OTA, so I'm going to check out the facilities and take you guys back to where I used to play. All right, so right here, I'm going to take you guys to the team captain's wall. I made this on 2011. I was a team captain, me and all these guys here. You know, just something that, you know, I feel like I'm proud of, and something that I can come back maybe and show my kids a long time from now. And, you know, you really do have a lot of sense of pride about where you went to school and the things that you did and accomplished, so proud of that. I'm here. I made it. Everybody wants to be on this wall when they get to Georgia. So once you make it to this, you know that, you know, all the hard work you put in at the University of Georgia was worth it. And you're here. You made it. That's cool. Today was Georgia's annual G-Day game. It's just a spring game. Kind of show everybody what we're looking forward to for next year, what the talent's looking like. You got early enrollees, people that, you know, had a lot of hype coming out of high school, and they actually get to play in these games. They come in early enough. So, you know, a lot of people come to see what we're looking like. And it was my first time coming back, and it was a good feel just to take it all in, you know, without actually playing.
What's up?
How are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good to see you.
What's up, man? What's going on with you, man?
Chilling.
Yes, sir.
Glad to see you, man.
Oh, I'm good, man. How you doing?
You watch out for this guy.
He bad news. UGA is special to me just simply because, you know, I grew up a Georgia boy. My whole life, all you know is Georgia football. That's the main university, and that's the big powerhouse in football. So getting a scholarship offer from the University of Georgia in football as a football player is basically the ultimate accomplishment. So it's something that you want to be a part of.
All right, Brandon, just talk to me about one of your first times back here at G-Day, what it feels like to not be on the field.
Right, man, it feels really weird, to be honest. I was actually just walking up top and didn't even know where I was going because I've never actually been in the stadium, just on the field. But it's always exciting coming back, you know, interacting with the fans, getting to see, you know, the young talent here.
All right, man, well, congratulations to you, and Dog Nation's behind you.
Absolutely, appreciate you guys.
All right, man. About Trey Matthews,
that he's smacking people scared to run around him. It ain't weird to you just seeing this from a different perspective, like from the sideline, no pads. It look a lot slower.
It
really did.
What up, man?
You got lucky last year.
What you talking about?
You didn't get to play the Packers, bro. Yeah, I was waiting.
We play them this year.
I know y'all do.
If we lose to the Packers, I'll buy a cheese here.
What?
And then I'll mail it in the mail to you.
All right.
The fan base of Georgia is so committed, you know, to whoever's going to be playing here, and it'll always be that way. Just very loyal fans. You got guys with their shirts off, and it might be November, and they're painted with their chest all red. Showing the school spirit, just making sure that, you know, they support the team and doing it for the Bulldogs. That's what it's all about.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Good luck to you and the best, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for sticking between the hedges. You have a good one, brother.
All right. That's something I miss. Saturday ain't happens, man. It's crowded. It's red and black everywhere. A sea of people all coming here for us, you know, coming to see this game. There's no better feeling than walking into this stadium knowing that, you know, all these people are here to support you, to watch you play and do great things. My first big play in the stadium actually happened. Caught the ball in this end zone. I ran it back 100 yards. That was my first kickoff return my sophomore season.
Now Boykin shifts to the far hash, and that's where he catches it on the goal line. Straight ahead, 10, 15, 20. Bit of a gap, 25, still on his feet, 30. Boykin looking for running room. He's got a convoy down the far sideline, 50, 40, 30, 20. Boykin, touchdown, yes, sir!
I guess that kind of kick-started my career, you know, after that. Made a lot of history, made a lot of good plays. It's always going to be something that I'll cheer. You know, you can see year in and year out, people are coming back to the school, you know, come out and see the talent that we got coming up. I'll definitely be doing this with my kids and my wife one day, coming back, enjoying this atmosphere a long time ago.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. For Eagles text alerts from Verizon Wireless, text EAGLES to 82565. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Dunkin' Donuts, download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
What's up, guys? This is John Dornbos. We are in the locker room. I am introducing you now to locker room basketball. Maestro, hit it. Donnie, hit it. Here's the deal. I have elected to alter my shot. Jason Kelsey's going to take it for me in the sitting position. He's going to have two tries because I'm in charge here. So, Kelsey, let it rip. Done. Hey, you guys got to make it from the seated position.
Kelsey hasn't made one all day. We put him on the spot with the camera. He drills it. Thank you, Kelsey.
Call me big shot, Jay.
Oh! Donnie Jones. Hey, Al. Pressure's on.
I'm sorry.
The shot is to Donnie. Donnie, choose your shot. Choose wisely.
Let's go to the blocker.
Go, Donnie. Go, Donnie.
Yes!
Hey, Alex Henry is up to match Donnie's shot.
Yeah! Not even close.
All right, so an update on the score. I have P. Al has P. Donnie has nothing. We're playing a game of pig. Al, you're up. Pick a shot.
Go granny style.
So in other words, normal style for Al.
Yeah.
I think I might have a
Alex, that looks way too natural.
We call this Granny Al. We got Jason Kelsey in the corner. He's going to assist. The shot is an alley-oop, but I must first do 10 spins on the bat. He will throw an alley-oop. Oh, I will try and convert it. All right, we're only 5.
Keep going, John. You got 10.
Okay, we're done with that. Two more.
Come on.
Are you wobbling? 4, 5. How are you doing? All
right. I made it, right?
Donnie has a pee. Al, what's your shot?
Between the legs.
Dunk. Shoot us, Donnie Jones. Well, we're going backwards now? No, this is not a good idea. Okay, thank you. Donnie, you're up.
But Kelsey's going to make it so Donnie can't make the shot.
All right, Kelsey, we good?
We need Kelsey to be good.
So this is for the game. If Donnie misses this, he loses the game. So
come on, Donnie!
Unfortunately, Donnie Jones has lost the first round of locker room basketball. It's been great. It's been fun. I'm sweating. Thanks for joining us. We're injury free.
No, we're not.
Although there is a cool Christmas in the air, the calendar says it's early spring. And as a new season starts in the Almanac, a new era starts in Eagles football.
What's up, man? Good to see you.
The 30 local college athletes entering the NovaCare complex are also looking for a new beginning to their football careers. And unlike the highly publicized NFL Combine a month prior, this day is not glamorous by any means. Paperwork and measurements take more time than the actual practice.
I'll put your arm off to the side, please. Perfect. All right. Awesome. Thank you.
What is important to these men is the one-on-one time they get with the coaching staff, not only showing what they can do physically, but what kind of individuals they are.
Coach Dave. Yep. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. What's going on?
Where are you from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jayville. I just talked to my homeboy down there, Fred Taylor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Freddie T.
That's my dude, man.
The first wave will have offensive linemen here, defensive backs on the front side of this field, and then linebackers on the back side of that field. We're going to start that right now. That'll go for 15 minutes, and then we'll start the next wave. All right, so everybody break out into groups and we'll get it going.
Give them one. Thank you.
Ready, break!
For the Eagles staff, this is the first time they get to step onto the grass and instruct. The first few months of this new regime have been spent mostly indoors, watching countless hours of video. It's a nice break to get hands-on, and even discover a talent that may have been overlooked.
So it's about making those cuts sharp. So, you know, you run, and make sure you come out your break. You know, you want shoulders over toes. Make sure you shift that weight. If you're sitting back, you're going to be on
the... Sit! Track him! Good! Nice job. Nice job, Justin. Sit! Nah, you stepped under yourself. Come on back, try it again. But I want you to hold the red line, that's what we tell you. The imaginary red line right here. Okay? Hold the line, 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 hold the line. Break the rope. Hold the line, hold the line, hold the line. There you go, nice.
Although the practice is short, with any luck, the gains are long-term. It's vital that these hopefuls be in front of NFL coaches every chance they can get as the draft draws near. Being in the college coaching ranks just a few months back, Chip Kelly truly understands this and is appreciative of their effort.
Guys, appreciate you coming out. It means a lot to us, especially you got a lot of local guys around here. You know the tradition of the Philadelphia Eagles. Make sure we have all your information so when we leave here, as the draft comes through, there's a lot of guys here that really kind of opened our eyes to you. You know, we're real excited about this prospect and the bunch of guys that we got here, and it's an exciting time for you. You guys put yourselves in a great situation where you're chasing a dream. That's an unbelievable dream about getting a chance to go play in the National Football League. So keep chasing that dream. We'll be in touch with you. We'd love to get you when we come back to camp. We got a rookie mini camp 2 weeks after the draft, and hopefully we'll see some of your faces back out here then. Okay? Where's Coach Pick now?
Right here.
Let's get a break.
Hey
guys, on this field, there's only one team that matters, okay? Eagles on three. 1, 2, 3, Eagles!
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And back we are, Chickies and Peace in South Philadelphia, Merrill Reese, Anthony Gargano, and Jason Avant. Jason, you came to camp this year, or actually into the mini camps, the off season, the OTAs, and you had to adapt to an entirely different system offensively. How different was it for the offensive for the wide receivers? What did you have to learn other than just terminology?
Just a different style. Every coach has a different style. I do a lot of moves to get open. Every coaching staff have to adjust with different players. Some coaches like for you to run the lines. Some coaches give you wiggle room, give you a little bit of freedom. And so learning what type of coach Kelly is and all those types of things from being in a new staff, you have to kind of unlearn all of those things.
Anthony, once upon a time, Randall Cunningham in a post-practice media session said, sometimes he even amazes himself. There's a picture being passed around of you making a catch last year in Tampa Bay. It hangs in my recreation room where you practically bend yourself in half and with your right arm extended, catch the ball about 3 feet behind you and pull it back in. Did you amaze yourself?
You know what? Gifts and talents come from Jesus Christ. I never, ever, like, consider it. Like, it's just a play made. You know, I lift my hands up and I go and play the next play. I realize if you take time and glory in that situation, you're not going to make the next play. And in that game, you needed a couple of big plays to be made, and I'm glad that I was able to relinquish it out of my mind and go into the next play. And when it's said and done, I'll have one of those pictures to show my kids or my grandkids when I'm done playing. But there's a lot more plays to be made, and I don't want to be living in the past while the